This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is on assignment. I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. President Obama is calling on lawmakers to approve new rules for the financial sector before the end of this year. He made that appeal on Wall Street yesterday in a speech marking the first anniversary of Lehman Brothers' collapse. The president said the financial industry needs strong new rules of the road, as he put it, to prevent a repeat of last year's meltdown. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Memories on Wall Street and in Washington can be short, so President Obama opened his speech by recalling the frantic days surrounding Lehman Brothers' bankruptcy, when the U.S. seemed in danger of tumbling into another Great Depression.
Other large firms teetered on the brink of insolvency. Credit markets froze as banks refused to lend not only to families and businesses, but to one another. $5 trillion of Americans' household wealth evaporated in the span of just 3 months.
It was against that backdrop that first the Bush administration and later Mr. Obama's own ordered extraordinary federal actions to prop up the financial sector. Hundreds of billions of dollars were committed. And a year later, Mr. Obama said, the financial system has begun to stabilize.
After months in which public dollars were flowing into our financial system, we're finally beginning to see money flowing back to taxpayers.
Some of the banks that receive government support have repaid the money with interest. By last month, the administration felt confident enough that no additional bank bailouts would be needed. It removed the $250 billion set aside for that purpose in its budget. But just because the panic has subsided, Mr. Obama said, there's no reason for bankers to fall back into the bad habits that toppled Lehman Brothers and jeopardize the broader economy.
We will not go back to the days of reckless behavior and unchecked excess that was at the heart of this crisis, where too many were motivated only by the appetite for quick kills and bloated bonuses.
3 months ago, the Obama administration proposed a sweeping overhaul of financial regulations. Its plan would give the Federal Reserve increased authority to police big financial firms, and it would create a new agency to regulate mortgages and other kinds of consumer loans. Travis Plunkett of the Consumer Federation of America calls that change overdue. He says until now, protecting consumers has not been a high priority for any of the existing financial regulators.
If we've learned anything from this crisis, it's that consumer protection shouldn't be an afterthought. It should be front and center. No federal agency has as its job only to protect consumers.
But the idea of stripping consumer protection functions away from the existing regulators and assigning them to a new agency is controversial. Scott Talbot of the Financial Services Roundtable, which represents big financial firms, says it would just mean more regulators, each armed with less information.
We think that the fate of the consumers and the products they purchase and that of the bank are inextricably linked. And so it's better, it's more effective to have one regulator overview to regulate both.
That's one of several disputes Congress will have to wrestle with. Mr. Obama spoke inside New York's historic Federal Hall, where he noted Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton debated the government's role in the economy some two centuries ago. While that debate continues, the president said, the country does not have to choose between a completely unfettered financial market and one that's tied in knots by regulation.
Common sense rules of the road don't hinder the market. They make the market strong. Indeed, they are essential to ensuring that our markets function fairly and freely.
The administration wants Congress to adopt those new rules before the painful lessons of the last year slip too far into history. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.